Yes, and I get my second shot on the night before my birthday. So, so I'm sure I'll have a sore arm on my birthday. So,
but you can still eat a big piece of cake.
That's right. You gotta love cake.
Like Big Fatty says, or Poodle.
Yahoo! Gotta have a cake.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You can still eat a big piece of cake.
That's right.
Yes! Well, hello, y'all. I don't know what. Anyway, it's going to be scratchy today. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3526 of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of August 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Big Freddy, you sound like you're a three-pack-a-day gal. Hello, Glovies, Big Freddy. Y'all, I know I sound like hell. Pure tea hell. And, but y'all, it's y'all, I get a summer cold every year. And of course, during the COVID, you know, it's but y'all, it's a summer cold, and I've been taking my echinacea and my y'all, when you travel, before you get on the aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for aeroplano, y'all, 2 days before you take off, start taking 2 echinacea and 2 vitamin C every 2 waking hours for those 2 days. And y'all, you will not pick up the bubonic epizootic on the aluminium tube of death. Y'all, it's guaranteed. And y'all, if you ever have a little tickle in your throat and you just, it's starting. Y'all, start the echinacea and the vitamin C. Big Fatty, you're 65 and you sound like Marcus Welby, MD. Well, I kind of feel, I don't feel like Marcus Welby, but y'all, let's just get this train off the tracks. Big Fatty, already done. Music, even though you feel like poop. So you're Norman, you old poop. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, let's see, what did I do? Y'all, young Jonathan stopped by. He stops by to check on the elderly a couple of times a week, and so he stopped by. Y'all, we went over the sort of a packing list for the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And y'all, we were sitting out on the porch and I was sneezing and hacking, and he goes, "Have you got the COVID?" I said, "I don't think so, but I told him, I said, "I always get a summer cold, so I think that's what this is." And he says, "Well, it wouldn't matter to me. I don't care, because he's gotten the Fauci ouchie." And y'all, a little bit after he left, and walks young Nicholas. Young Nicholas also stopped by to check on the elderly, y'all. he stayed for a little while. He didn't stay very long either. Big Fatty, because he thought you had the COVID. Well, maybe, but anyway, and y'all, then after they left, I didn't really eat any supper. Y'all, I just didn't have any appetite, which is very unusual for Big Fatty. And so y'all, they were supposed to do the, but first, with the gang on Monday night, but y'all, I just wasn't feeling just wasn't feeling real good. And I said, you know, I think that I'm going to go to bed early, and that's going to do me some more good than being on the little show. And, y'all, they had a full house without me. But y'all slept like a baby, and y'all woke up on Friday. Not Friday. Freddy, you're silly. Woke up Tuesday morning, you know, the day that the fat one emerged. One moment, please. Y'all, that's my orange spice and lemon ginger tea combination tea bags. Y'all, I got up and I had my coffee and I had one of those cream horns for my brofkas and read the paper. Y'all, the Sudoku that I couldn't get on Sunday, the five puzzle one. Y'all, they reprinted it in the Monday or in the Tuesday paper because they evidently I don't know what they did wrong, but anyway, but y'all, they printed it so small I can't even see it hardly. But y'all, then I got so many testimoniums and e-letters and chitter chats over on the BFO, and both of my brothers they called to wish me a happy birthday. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, by the way, this is just a partial list places that have done things for Big Fatty for his birthday. Y'all, the Cole sent me some cash money. Y'all, I got a birthday card from my doctor and from my financial advisor. The Zaxby's gave me a free chicken dinner. Y'all, I got a story to tell you about that in a minute. Y'all, the Von Zeus has given me a free carton of ice cream or two giant cupcakes, my choice. y'all, the Canes has offered me a large lemonade. Y'all, I could get an entree at my favorite restaurant over there in Hatlanta. And y'all, it's good till like the end of October, so I may be able to take care of that. And a couple places gave me the free desserts. The Honey Baked Ham Company gave me a free buy one, get one free ham sandwich. Y'all, it's just everybody. Y'all, the car wash used to give you a free car wash on your birthday. They don't do that anymore. Now, y'all, I know I sound like hell, but I feel fine. It's just that my voice is just bleh. But anyway, so y'all, I decided just to make sure I didn't have the COVID before I go to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, I went and got one of the rapid tests. Big Fatty, did it involve a raccoon? No, rapid, not rabid. Oh, that's very different. It is. So y'all, I went to the Walgreens and I ran the Q-tip around the inside of my nose five times on each side and shoved it back in the envelope. And the lady said, thank you for calling. We'll send you an e-letter. And y'all, one of the best gift apps I got was a negative. It's a negative COVID test. So I'm real pleased with that. So y'all, while I was out, I decided, you know, all those gift debts the companies are offering me, y'all, I ordered the chicken fingers, the four-piece chicken fingers meal, and y'all, I ordered it on the mechanical, the cellular noise. And y'all, then I was off. I was sitting in the parking lot of the Zaxby's, and when I was ordering it, and so I went in and told them who I was, and they said, "Oh, well, it hasn't come up yet. We'll process it when we get it." And I said, "Well, you know, that's the mechanicals." And y'all, in the meantime, the Zaxby's sent me a coupon for 3 free cookeries, and so y'all, I went ahead and got my 3 free cookeries, and y'all, I was standing there for a while. And, you know, I hadn't gotten the results of my COVID test, so I was wearing my mask. Y'all, I'm telling you, from it absolutely, I sweat like a pig. Big Fetty's because y'all won. Y'all, I was just burning up. And I don't have fever or anything, but anyway, y'all... I wasn't coming up and wasn't coming up. And I finally went and asked the girl, I said, "Could you check on my order again?" And she says, "Well, it hadn't come up here. Are you sure you ordered it for this sort?" Now, y'all, I was in the parking lot of the store I was at when I ordered it. But, y'all, it sent the order to another store up near Olveda's family compound. So, y'all, I felt like an idiot, but... anyway, I went and picked up my chicken dinner and the French fried potatoes. I didn't eat the Texas toast, though. I just didn't. Big Fatty, are you sure you're not delirious? Well, I know it's not very much like me, but anyway, did that, and y'all, I came back home and decided I got my test results, and then I decided, well, I think I'll go to the Walmart and get me some cough medicine, because I've been coughing. And y'all, you get that gunk in your throat, and it will be ready, please. So I went up, and y'all, the line to check out at the Walmart was 20 people deep. I said, no. So I didn't get it. But anyway, y'all, I'm home now. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Gussie, now y'all, I've gotten numerous voice letters for my birthday and everything, but y'all, as the week goes on, I'm hoping to try to catch up on all the voice letters. So even if I don't get them all played, well, I'm not going to get them all played today, which is, y'all, I'm recording this on my birthday, and you know, since I'm going over to the Miserable Loser Demon Complex, I'll be pre-recording the Friday little show, and we'll catch up on everything by the end of the week. Y'all, I am going to go ahead and open some cards that I've gotten here. Y'all, the first one that came in is from that Matt Burlingame. You know, he spanks me off, even Big Fatty. I thought she was dead. Well, it is a little odd since she passed that he's still spanking her. But y'all, it's a blank balloon that says "Happy Birthday," and it says, "Oh, y'all, there's some of those little." Those little yellow things with the blue jeans on. What are those called? The millions? Minions? That's it. Dearest Big Fatty. What does that say? Sending. Sending you so much love and wishes for a truly wonderful, fun-filled birthday. Happiness always, Matt. Well, Matt, thank you so much for that. y'all, that's that. That's that phlegm. Big Fatty, I can hear people gagging right now. Y'all, the next one is from Moose. It is from Moose P. And, y'all, it's a... Let's take a look. Y'all, I'll put a picture. I'll put a picture of the ones I opened today up on the BFO at noon tomorrow. Y'all, it's that old woman in the car. And it says, getting older is like driving a classic car. After a while, the rear sags, stuff leaks, and people complain about the exhaust fumes. Ready? Happy birthday to a true classic. Moose, that's lovely. I love that. And, you know, Big Fatty, you're just old. Y'all, by the way, y'all, the one person that is extremely happy that it's Big Fatty's birthday is Granny, because now he's only 1 year older than I am. But in 6 months, he's going to be 2 years older than I am. So there you have it. Y'all, this next one is from, y'all, I think this one is from that Gary. You know, he used to live in Albuquerque, and y'all, I think they ran him out of town. But I don't know. But anyway, y'all, it says, happy birthday from the bottom of my butt, bitch. Ready? It's a lot bigger than my heart. happy birthday, Big Fatty. Welcome to Medicare and Social Security. Love you, Gary Ben. Gary, that's just as cute as it can be. Thank you so much for that. Y'all, this next one, I believe this one is from the Shy Yeti. Because, y'all, he does, I don't know how he does it, but he always has some sort of thing that he has cards printed. And it says, y'all, there's a man drinking some beer. And it says, it's Big Friday's birthday, and he's not going to get nissed as a pute. He's going to get absolutely hucking famed. Big Freddy, three sheets to the wind. And it says, dear Big Freddy, birthdays are a great excuse to eat more cake. May your birthday not only be crumbly, just very cakey. Best wishes from Paul the Shy Yeti and the gang. XX. Big Freddy. Paul, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I always find those interesting because he has them printed up with your name on it. Y'all, the last card I have today is from, I believe this one is going to be, well, let's just see. Let's just see if I got it right. Y'all, there's a man with his mouth open. Looks like Big Fatty falling asleep. Says, first you were a good boy, then a nice kid. You turned into a great guy and grew up to be a fine man. Now, well, you're just an old fart. Happy birthday. I think your birthday is soon, but I can't remember what day, so I guess that makes me an old fart, too. Enjoy Kingsley. Y'all, that's who I thought it was from Kingsley. Y'all, I love the picture on there. So y'all go over there and take a look at the pictures. Y'all, now I've got a package. I've got a package here, and this is the one that came in from Moose P last week, and he says, do not open it until your birthday. So y'all, I'm just going to go, oh, that Big Fatty, how did you not open the package first? I don't know. Y'all, we're just going to have to wait till tomorrow to see what's in the package. Big Fatty, it's just, when you say, it's just vulgar is what it is. Well, anyway, y'all, thank you all so much for the kind words and birthday greetings, and y'all, it just means the world to me, and thank you for being there, thank you for calling, and all that other good stuff. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the patron saint of the BFO, you know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal and Francie were talking, and Francie, what's the most important thing?
You can still eat a big piece of cake.
That's right.
Well, Big Fatty didn't have any cake. He had a cream horn. You know, they're kind of flaky and creamy and horny. Big
Fatty. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.